Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord for another wonderful day. We thank God for today, the 20th day of the month of March, year 2021. We appreciate the name of the Lord. We bless God for His grace, His mercy over our lives. We thank God for what He has been doing. And we thank God for what God will do in the life of everyone. We thank God for the mighty hands of God in this particular prophetic broadcast. We appreciate the Lord greatly because of the testimony we've been receiving from right and left, from front and center. It has been wonderful testimony all over from the globe. We thank God for what He has been doing in the life of people. Many pray our prayers here. Many get connected to this prophetic broadcast and their lives never remain the same. We have received testimony of healings, testimony of deliverance, testimony of people getting their permanent residence. We appreciate the Lord for this wonderful work of God. And for this, we want to say thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have been doing. Thank you, Jesus, for what you will do. Thank you for what you are going to continue to do in this prophetic broadcast. I pray that all of you who are connected to this broadcast, the Almighty God will visit you. The Almighty God will answer your prayers. The Almighty God will do great things in your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. If today is your first time, you are joining us for the first time, this is prophetic broadcast. It comes out every middle of the night. It's a prophetic decree broadcast. It comes out every middle of the night between 12 and 1 a.m. And it's for us to pray and pray ourselves into the next level that God has designed for us. And for some few days now, we've been considering prayers for rapid manifestation of breakthrough. And we've been considering anti-breakthrough powers, that is, powers that are always standing against breakthrough. And like we said yesterday, everybody desires breakthrough. Everybody wants to experience breakthrough one way or the other. Everybody wants breakthrough, whether marital breakthrough, academic breakthrough, financial breakthrough, business breakthrough, spiritual breakthrough. Everybody wants breakthrough one way or the other. But there are forces that stand against breakthroughs. There are forces that will not want breakthrough to be materialized in the life of people. There are forces that will not allow people to experience breakthrough when they desire to experience that breakthrough. These are the forces and the powers we've been contending against for the past few days. Powers that have been making breakthrough difficult. We have examined them, a whole lot of them. We have spoken about sin, the power of sin, the power of a curse, the power of evil covenant, the power of household enemy, the power of spirit husband and spirit wife, the power of evil dedication, the power of evil mark, the power of incision. We have spoken about the power of evil foundation. Evil foundation is really, really major power that works against breakthrough in life. When we don't deal with our foundation very well, when we don't direct prayers into the foundation very well, we notice that as we are moving further in life and we are about to cross over and get our breakthrough, this particular power will always rage. This particular power will always stand against it. You know, the foundation of everyone is a solid thing in our lives because that is what our life rests upon. That is what is basically, you know, sustaining our life in the course of our destiny journey. Therefore, it is needed and it's very important that we must always visit our foundation with prayers. And like I told you, when we say foundation is, when we say foundation is a very broad kind of a thing. But if I want to make it practical for everybody to understand, when they say foundation, when they say what is your foundation? Your foundation is the history of how you were conceived. Your foundation is the history of how your mother carried you in the womb, what happened to you in the womb. Your foundation is the spiritual history of the way you were born. Your foundation is the spiritual history of the way your placenta and the water that was used to birth you were handled. These are things that constitute your foundation. Some people, you will see that when they are in the womb, they are sustained by charm in the womb. Some people, you will find out that before they conceive them, their mother has to go and visit an herbalist. Their mother has to go and take a spiritual bath. Their mother has to go to one place or the other. Their mother has to swallow something or the other as a result of the miscarriage the woman has been facing ahead of that time. So this constitute and this always become the foundation of that child, you know. And the foundation is the history of your father's house and the history of your mother's house. That is a foundation. Your foundation is a spiritual history of the name you bear. That is the foundation. Your foundation, it constitutes the way you grow up, your childhood age. That is your foundation. So when we say foundation, we are talking about something that is so deeper. That is why when many people try to move forward, they see that something is moving them backward. Because what we are considering about now is very, very deep. Foundation can make a man to labor, and when it's time for him to harvest, it will not allow, it will terminate that life. Foundation can make somebody who has studied very well, he has master's and PhD, he will go about doing interview, he will not be admitted. That is foundation. So foundation is a very strong force, you know, that we have to address. You have to know the history of your foundation. You have to know the history of which your life rests upon. The Bible says the sower went to go and sow. You know, in Matthew chapter 13, the sower went to go and sow. And some of the seed fell into a stony ground, and they were scorched off. They grew up, and the sun came upon them, and they were scorched. Some fell into the thorns. The thorns grew up and shook them. And you can imagine, some fell on the wayside, and the bird came and took them away. So you can see now, we have seeds. All these seeds are the same. They are equal. They have been given equal treatment. They have been given equal condition. They have been built up. They are from the same sower. They are from the same source. But this land where they are dropped into, you know, determine what happened to them. The Bible says some of these seed fell on the good soil, and they brought 30, they brought 60, they brought 100. So you understand now that the problem is not the seed. The problem is not the sower. The problem is not the condition of the seed. The problem is not the makeup of the seed. But the problem is the ground where the seed falls to. Unfortunately, the seed cannot tell the sower the ground is going to fall to. So the seed is falling into different grounds. So you cannot tell your maker, you cannot tell God the family you are going to come into. You cannot tell God that I'm not going to this, I'm going to this. You find yourself in a particular family. It can be family that is entrenched in wickedness. It can be family that are idol worshippers. It can be family that are whatever you mention them. But that is where you find yourself. So that family become your foundation. The history of that family is your foundation. The history of your grandparents parent is your foundation. The history of your ancestor is your foundation. The history of your father is your foundation. The history of your mother is your foundation. The history of the way you were born is your foundation. The history of the name you bear is your foundation. The history of how you were taken care of a childhood is your foundation. This has become the major bondage of the life of people. But the Bible has given us solution. The Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, what will righteous do? The righteous will go back to the Creator. The righteous will go back to the Maker. The righteous will begin to pray. You know, look at the foundation of Jabesh. Jabesh's foundation was polluted. Jabesh's foundation was affected. The Bible says Jabesh was more honorable than all his brethren, meaning that Jabesh is supposed to be great. Jabesh is supposed to be honorable than all his brethren, but his foundation conditioned him. His foundation did not allow him to become what he ought to have become. But what did Jabesh do? Jabesh decided to pray. Jabesh prayed for enlargement, and God honored the prayer, and God answered his prayer. In other words, when you pray about your foundation, when you deal with your foundation, when you throw fire into your foundation, when you hit your foundation will allow you to move, because prayers will always deliver you from the grip of your of your foundation. Prayers will always deliver you from the strong man in your foundation. I am praying for someone today. You shall be delivered from the grip of evil foundation. You shall be delivered from the evil strong man in your foundation. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to stop here today and continue tomorrow. But I want you to get ready. There are 7 foundational prayers that we need to pray. If you pray this prayer very well, and you concentrate on this prayer, and you repray and repray and repray these prayers, definitely you will get your deliverance from whatever happened in your foundation. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to come into your life. Tell the Lord that, I need you. Begin to talk to your Father. Makebo shaka tarabalu. Rakaboso to yemo shaka. Yangariyama rabu. Lambroko sandeyeke. Lembromo shenka rakadaka. Langrabo satayabu. Langrabo satarabalaba. Imbrobo sheke reborobo shikadaka. Lambromo sandayabalaba. Lambromo satakayaba. Begin to talk to your Father. Begin to talk to your Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, get ready. We have 7 foundational prayers that we are going to pray. If you pray this prayer very well, if you pray this prayer aggressively, if you pray this prayer with the spirit of enough is enough, if you pray this prayer with the spirit, I want my deliverance now, I am telling you confidently, you shall receive total deliverance. You shall begin to experience the breakthrough. You shall begin to experience miracle that no one has ever experienced in your family. But you have to pray. You have to shout. You have to cry against evil foundational bondage. Open your mouth and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, strong man of darkness in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness in my foundation, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Strong man of darkness in my foundation, release my destiny, 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 release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire, die by fire. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire, die by fire. Foundational idolatry caging my destiny, die by fire in Jesus name we pray. Aha, something is happening over there. Wonderful Jesus. Laka shatarabaraba. Shout this one loud and clear with power. Say, demonic sacrifice in my foundation, lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Demonic sacrifice in my foundation, lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Demonic sacrifice in my foundation, lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Demonic sacrifice in my foundation, lose your hold over my destiny, lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Demonic sacrifice in my foundation, lose your hold in Jesus' name. Pray, say, wickedness in my foundation, arresting my breakthroughs, die in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my foundation, arresting my breakthroughs, die in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my foundation, arresting my breakthroughs, die, 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 die in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my foundation, arresting my breakthrough, die, 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 die in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, something is happening already. Say this one loud and clear. Say, evil dedication in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Evil dedication in my foundation, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Evil dedication in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Evil dedication in my foundation, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Say witchcraft in my foundation. Lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in my foundation. Lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in my foundation. Lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in my foundation. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in my foundation. Lose your hold in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, deliverance fire. Enter into my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, deliverance fire, enter to my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, deliverance fire, enter to my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, deliverance fire, enter to my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, deliverance fire, enter to my foundation and deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I release myself from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, I release myself. I release myself. I release myself from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, I release myself. I release myself. I release myself from inherited bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. Shout this one louder. Say, problem transfer into my life from the womb. Get out of my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Problem transfer into my life from the womb. Get out of my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Problem transfer into my life from the womb. Get out of my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Problem transfer into my life from the womb. Get out of my life. There. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, battles inherited from my parents that is arresting my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, battles inherited from my parents that is arresting my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, battles inherited from my parents arresting my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, battles inherited from my parents arresting my destiny. There, that battle inherited from my parents that is confronting my destiny. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, I break and I lose myself from inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself from inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself from inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself from inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself. I break and I lose myself. I break and I lose myself from inherited evil covenant in Jesus' name. Pray. Pray this extra prayer. Say, I break and I lose myself from inherited curse in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself from inherited curse in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself from inherited curse in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself from inherited curse in the name of Jesus. I break and I lose myself from inherited curse in Jesus' name. Say, I break and I release myself from inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I break and I release myself from inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I break and I release myself from inherited bondage in the name of Jesus. I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, and I release myself from inherited bondage in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Shout this one loud and clear. Foundational bondage arresting my breakthroughs. Scattered in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage arresting my breakthrough. Scatter, 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 scatter in the name of Jesus. Foundational bondage arresting my breakthrough. Scatter, 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 scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. Anyone you have there, you can take anyone, you can bring anyone out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that this bottle of oil shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The fire of deliverance shall enter into the oil and the water. Resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ shall enter into that oil and into that water. As you are holding the oil in your hand, the fire of deliverance shall enter there. The blood of Jesus shall move into that oil and that water. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now get ready, drink a little of that oil. If you don't have oil, if it's water, drink a little from that water. Aha. Oh yes. Now get ready and pray this prayer now. Say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream, enter into my bloodstream, enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your belly button now. Anoint your navel. Say the same prayer. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstreams and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head. Now lay your hand upon your head. Say, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now take the oil and rub your chest. Lay your hand upon your chest area. Say the same prayer. Let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my bloodstream and deliver me from inherited bondage. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your two hands. Say the same prayer. Say, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my hand and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my hand and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my hand and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my hand and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my hand and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my hand and deliver me from inherited captivity. In Jesus' name, anoint your legs and say the same thing. Let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost enter into my legs and deliver me from inherited captivity. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree into the life of someone that the yoke you have inherited from your parents shall be broken today. Shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, the sickness that was transferred to your body from your parents, I command that sickness now to get out of your life and die. In the name of Jesus. The battle you inherited from your parents, I command that battle to expire. In the name of Jesus. That battle that you inherited from your parents, I command the battle to expire, to expire. In the name of Jesus. The battle you inherited from your parents, I command the battle to expire, to expire. In the name of Jesus. That battle that you inherited from your parents, I command the battle to expire, to expire. In the name of Jesus. The battle you inherited from your parents, I command the battle to expire, I command the battle to expire. In the name of Jesus. The battle you inherited from your parents, I command the battle to expire, to expire. In the name of Jesus Christ. The bondage you inherited from your parents, I command the bondage to expire, I command the bondage to expire. In the name of Jesus. That bondage that you have inherited from your parents, I command the bondage to expire. In the name of Jesus. The bondage you inherited from your parents, I command the bondage to expire, I command the bondage to expire. In the name of Jesus. The bondage you inherited from your parents, I command the bondage to expire. In Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody that is listening to me now. You have been facing disappointment and frustration all through your life. It has been constant disappointment. I command the strong man afflicting you with disappointment to be buried alive. And I command that disappointment to disappear completely from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the last day you ever experience disappointment in your life. You shall be receiving favor from now. There's somebody here, bad luck has always been your experience. I command the spirit of bad luck to disappear from you now and never return. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's a woman in this place within the next 14 days. God is going to show you favor. It will surprise you. What God will do in your life will surprise you in a way that you yourself will never believe. I heard the voice of the Lord now. I don't know what the Lord will do, but the Lord said that you tell somebody there's a woman here that is going to surprise her within 14 days, and you will never believe what you are going to experience. God will take you from this level to a greater level you have never believed you can be, in the name of Jesus Christ. There are people connected to me to this program now. There are people connected to this broadcast now. I prophesy to your life. Today is the beginning of a mighty move of God in your life. The yoke and the battle you have been facing shall expire and be broken. The Holy Ghost will fight your battle. The Holy Ghost will promote your destiny. The Holy Ghost will deliver you from all frustration that you have ever faced. In the name of Jesus. The arrow of poverty fired into your life when you are a childhood. When you are the childhood age, that arrow shall go back to the sender. Power that has programmed evil into your life, that power shall die. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody that is listening to me here. I could see when you are just young, it's at the age of around 10, 11. I see somebody holding you into the house of the priest, an herbalist in the village. And then the herbalist took your hair from your head that day, and they collected it from you, and some other thing they collected from your hand. But specifically, I saw this, your hair that was shaved and that was collected by this herbalist. This fellow should try to privatize me, so that we can give you prayers to deliver your glory. Your glory was removed that day, and you have been walking without your glory all the while. That is why things have been very, very difficult for you, because your glory was removed from you, and that glory that was transferred to another person. But within the next few days, the hand of the Lord shall work wonders in your life, and your glory shall return back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. There's another person in this place now. I could see what the enemy has done against you. A satanic prophet slept with you, and right that day he took your virtue. I pray that that virtue shall be returned back to you now in the name of Jesus. Aha. There is another fellow here. We were told to carry sacrifice that involved a goat. I pray that the evil sacrifice that you have carried to teach junction shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There's a woman in this place. You took Fanta, sweet, and some things to the river, and you were told to drop them inside the river. And that thing you did that day has become a bondage, because with that assignment, you were giving spirit husband, and that one married to you. It has affected now all your children, and has made it difficult for them to settle down in marriage. You need to just break this yoke, and the Lord will set you free. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you for what you have done. We pray for everybody listening to me today that you will pay them divine visitation. There shall be blessing in their homes. All their prayer requests, as they lift it up, that prayer request shall be answered by fire. As you are lifting up your prayer request, that prayer request shall be answered by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. As we have this prayer request lifted up today, the power of Holy Ghost shall come upon this prayer request. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of heaven shall rest upon this prayer request, and all the requests shall be answered. I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. You shall settle down in marriage if you have not married. If you have married, you have not conceived. I decree twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord who has these twins and triplets there in the house, I told you at the beginning, receive your own. Receive your own. They are going to be here for the next 14 days. Receive your own. 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 In the name of Jesus. Miracle of come and see is going to happen in your home. Aha. I bless that fellow with the blessing of financial breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ. Great testimony is coming upon many people. God bless you in Jesus' name. And in case you want to get across the road, just send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. If I have not read your information, your text, or your information on the WhatsApp number, don't worry, I'm going to read it. You can resend it again. It might be because of the job at hand or the assignment I'm holding now. But by the grace of God, I'm going to read it and reply you by God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.